On this great feast of the Epiphany. And as we look at this feast in light of where we are today, January 2017, and we look at the world in which we live, and we see in many ways it's in great crisis. So many factions. So much violence. Every day, people's lives are being taken for one reason or another. In a few more weeks, we'll have an inauguration. And all the powers to be, without knowing it, are looking for some kind of clarity and answer. And here are these magi. In this time of Christ, they came from a very long way. And many times during their journey, they wondered if they were doing the right thing. One of them, a priestess, decided, I'm going to pitch my tent and go back. I think this is kind of a rather foolish trip we're on. And who are we going to give these gifts to? But through the encouragement of the other two, a priestess and another priest, they were encouraged. Don't stop. Don't give up. Keep on coming. And then they arrive in this very simple little scene. In this midst of much tumult. And they find their answer. And then they leave, but they go back by an entirely different way. And today, we are the Magi. We have been given the gifts through the very Word of God, through the celebration of the Eucharist, and through so many other gifts. But we have the gold. And that gold is love. Is compassion, is kindness, is goodness. But it sounds so simple. I've been reading this book called Nobody. And really, it's a book all about the nobodies who are being killed and hurt and injured because nobody really sees them as the somebodies. And Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and all their people, they were looked upon in the world as nobody, but yet they were somebody. And that somebody gave great life. And so in the midst of all this power, all these things going on, we identify with the somebodies, not the nobodies. Each one of us are somebody. And the goal that we bring to our world today is love, is compassion, is kindness. And the frankincense that we bring is prayer. So simple. But that we might leave here today in a different way, reflecting on how we might spend our lives more fruitfully in prayer this year by just observing one little practice, the art of mindfulness. Thich Nhat Hanh has written a lovely little book about that. But to slow down and to see our lives in a different way. And to be more mindful of everything we do. As Thich Nhat Hanh would say, in the old days when you didn't have a dishwasher, he would say, when you wash the dishes to wash the dishes. When you're peeling the tangerine, peel the tangerine, just to peel the tangerine. Don't be thinking about anything else. Don't be planning anything else. Just peel the tangerine. So we ask God for that grace, that we leave here in that direction. That we're going to make a greater effort to be more mindful. And more mindful of all the people that need our support and our help and our prayers. How many times do we say to one, pray for me. Just got a call this morning to go visit my mother at University Hospital. I don't know where her daughter is. I don't know where her mother is, but I'll find her. But would you please go and pray and be with my mother. And then finally, the gift of myrrh. That means to heal. I'm a dear friend to a friend of the people that lost their lives on the plane over Lake Erie. And what a great grief and sorrow this is. Or the little girl at St. Mark's School, right before Christmas break, dropped dead at 12 years of age. And so they need myrrh. They need comfort. They need presence. They need love. So this is the manifestation for us today on this great feast of the Epiphany. And as we approach the inauguration, a new administration, it's badly in need of a lot of this injection of love that overcomes fear, all kinds of fear we all have, whether fears of losing a job or fear of getting into a university, whatever it is. But we all have our fears. And the only thing that will ever overcome them is love. And the only thing that will ever overcome sadness is joy. And so we bring joy to these families who've lost loved ones. And it's by saying nothing but by being present. So on this feast of the Epiphany, may we, as that Magi, in the midst of a world of tumult, bring our gold of love, our prayer of support and kindness, our being more mindful, and finally, that we strive to be more present to one another.